Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we're going to be talking to you about the challenge, catching you up on Survivor, and talking about the Bachelor Fantasy Suites. Boy, was that a crazy week. But getting started today, me and Michelle are going to start you off by talking about the challenge. Michelle, what did you think this episode?
I think I thought it was a good episode. I was kind of sa actually it was kind of sad to see Dario and Ashley go because I liked them as a team.
Yeah, same.
And I thought he was a really good person to have brought back.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, I gotta love my RU the One people, but I was excited to see Dario back. He's somebody I wasn't expecting to ever come back.
Yeah,
So
I know, same, yeah.
it's always a fun little surprise, especially when they can like, he had his fight with Devin, he won a couple dailies, he had a star, he was like he had him and Ashley talking about their past relationship. They won an elimination. I mean, I think that this was a good showing for Dario overall.
I like how he played the game. Like he wasn't playing for the future. He was playing to win the season, even though it didn't work out.
Yes. Saying I just said all those great things about Dario, but I did give him my LVP.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he not only did he lose this elimination, but he also like flat out says like I'm realizing now that maybe I shouldn't have thrown in Devin and Leroy. And it's like, well, I mean, I don't think that he really had a choice. I really think that it was Frank that kind of masterminded that, but he definitely didn't fight against it, and he was the one who kind of got blamed for it. Yeah, that just wasn't a good move. And I mean, I guess like be good for being self-aware and like realizing it, but also like you realized it way too late. So I had to give him the LVP there.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody else to give it to you, so I have to agree with you.
I kind of want to give it to Turbo for like the sleeping in the living room, complaining about everybody being too loud, like eating situation and all that, but since he won the elimination and came back, it's kind of hard to give it to him,
I
unfortunately.
actually kind of agreed with Turbo for I actually thought Turbo was the MVP of the episode because I kind of thought he was right in all of the arguments.
Did you?
And I liked how he was like, oh, I got vengeance for Leroy. And like they he was literally sleeping and then Nani and Melissa like woke him up to fight with him. He could have handled that so much worse, you know what I mean?
I don't think he was sleeping because they were about to go to a challenge, but
No, and when they're in the bar,
oh.
like he was laying on the couch in the bar sleeping. I can't remember if Nani went up to him first and Melissa went up to him first and woke him up to start fighting with him.
So I feel like my thing with Turbo is that, I mean, I'm glad you gave him the MVP because it makes it different, but I feel like, yeah, his points were right about like people being disgusting or whatever, but at the same time, it's like you could have a bedroom. Especially at this point, like so many people are gone, like you could probably have your own bedroom and you're choosing to sleep in the living room where which is like a communal place, and in any kind of like reality TV house, there's not a whole lot of communal places. So I definitely see that side of it for sure. I don't know. I think I would be annoyed if he was sleeping in the living room.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But again, I think I like Turbo because he doesn't like just try to get along with everyone and
Oh my gosh,
he does things a little differently. So I appreciate that about him.
he has so many funny quotes this episode. I was dying at the Turbo commentary. So you gave your MVP to Turbo. I gave it to Adam, because he kind of started the Turbo drama. He straight up asks Frank if he would have his back, like their back over Ashley and Daria, which obviously Frank wouldn't, but he got Frank to actually like say that out loud, which I think is kind of a big deal. And he won the daily challenge, and he got to throw into the people that he was like annoyed with. So, which was Turbo. So, even though Turbo came back, I mean, he did what he could do. He did what was in his control. And so I gave it to Adam.
I do think Adam and Steve are smart to side with Veronica, Frank, because they can beat both of them. I don't know if they can beat Nani and Turbo in the final.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think obviously it's pretty obvious at this point that Veronica and Katie are kind of the underdog team. Frank and Sam aren't a very strong team either, but they do have Frank, who is a strong competitor. So depending on, if we have like a final like All-Stars 4 that didn't have a whole, like had all those like checkpoints and stuff that like made it so that they,
It's not just about running, and it's not just,
yes, exactly.
yeah.
Like, I think that they have more of a chance for sure. So, what were some of, I guess we did MVP, we did LVP. Your LVP was Dario, too, right?
Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody else to put.
Oh, you know what? I did have an honorable mention. I
For
gave
MVP or LVP?
MVP.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't give her MVP because like she tanked so terribly in this daily challenge, but I gave an honorable mention to Melissa just because I thought it was so funny that she like purposely, intentionally, premeditated, talked about it beforehand, left her food out just to piss Turbo off.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I loved it. So I had to give her an honorable mention for that. I thought it was funny. But I guess with the daily challenge, I will say that was really interesting, because it was basically the same challenge that we saw in season 40, except for they used an ATV instead of a car.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
When they went off that cliff, I guarantee you that was the same cliff.
Yeah.
And I guess the puzzle was different. They had to like solve the pipe puzzle instead of the like hot wiring the car puzzle, but essentially it was like the same thing. So I thought that was interesting. What about your quotes this episode? I felt like this was a very quote heavy episode.
Yes. I had one. Okay. Speaking of Melissa, I had one from Melissa where she said, "You're in a fucking bar. You can't sleep." Because he was so mad they woke, Turbo was mad they woke him up to
Yeah.
argue with him. But I understood why Turbo would be frustrated. But then I thought it was funny that the way Melissa said it was really funny.
I mean, the way Melissa says anything is funny.
Yeah.
Did you have any other ones?
I really liked the whole conversation between Shane and Frank,
At the
but
end.
favorite part was when Shane goes, "You're kind of mockable," and
Yes.
then just walked away. I love that.
Yeah, because you're kind of mockable. Yeah, that was so funny. I have that whole conversation actually.
I mean, that to me, that was one of the highlights of the episode. The feud between them is so good.
It's so good. I actually saw something. Gosh, I can't remember where I saw it, but it had to, I think it was on Instagram maybe, but it was like the fact that in like 2025 you have the two gays of the show, Shane and Frank, fighting over
Veronica.
no, fighting over a duo named Adam and Steve is hilarious.
Oh.
That's so funny. Okay. But yeah, so that whole conversation, Shane and Frank fight. So Shane's like, "You're the one queening out right now. Me, love me." And Frank is like, "Are you mocking me?" And she goes, "Yeah, you're the one having a moment." And Frank goes, "You just said I'm having a moment, but you're mocking me." And that's when Shane's like, "Yeah, because you're kind of mockable."
Yep.
So funny. Yeah, I loved that whole scene. It was great.
I also even liked in the voting when Shane was like, I'm trying to protect you, Frank. It was so funny.
Which is maybe not like true, but as far as his
No, he was
go,
like
kind
totally
of true.
like, it's like mental warfare. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? So that's why I think it's so good.
It's hilarious. But his vote is, in the long run, protecting him, which is it makes it just even better.
Yep.
I think the downfall of this episode, I listened to Shane on the Official Challenge podcast.
Oh, I didn't know he was on that. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, it was really good. The one downfall of it was that in the beginning, in the very first like bar scene or whatever, you see Katie and Veronica trying to talk Shane into voting for Adam and Steve. And then when we get to the deliberation, we see that like everybody, including Veronica and Katie, vote in Ashley and Dario. And what we didn't see is that Shane and Davon behind the scenes are the one who flipped that vote to make it Ashley and Dario instead of Nani and Turbo. Everybody in the whole house was pissed at Turbo, and they still were able to do that. So I think the one thing that was like really missing from this episode is Davon.
Ugh, she's missing from every episode. It's killing me.
I know. I know. It's killing me too. But hopefully, we only have a few teams left. So I'm hoping that, I mean, they're in the middle. That's gotta blow up eventually, right?
Yeah.
Did you have any other quotes?
I think I had one more. Hold on. I had one from Turbo. It was after they won the elimination. He said, "If you touch my friends, Dario, I will become karma. Karma. Leroy is gonna love it." I just thought it was cute how he was like fighting so hard for Leroy.
Yes. I thought that was really cute. I didn't realize him and Leroy were such good friends.
No, I didn't either.
I liked it.
Yep, that was my last one I had.
Okay, so in the very beginning of the episode, Veronica, Shane, and Sam are doing face masks. And Veronica says, "I do mine for 20 minutes." And Shane says, "I do mine like a whole day."
They have like the red light ones, right? I want to get that.
Yeah, I've seen that, and then I saw like Ashley Iaconetti, as she's like a bachelor person. She had on
Oh, I
her,
know who that is. I know who she is.
yeah, on her Insta story, she was like had one that it wasn't like a mask, it was like a handheld, but it's like three different colors, and one was for like, I think, inflammation, one was for like aging, and one was for like acne. So I thought that was really cool. I very strongly considered getting that. Clicked on the link, and now I get all the targeted ads for it.
I need Veronica to link hers. If someone, I bet someone's asked. We'll have to look.
Yeah, that'd be good. But it's funny because Shane, I mean, he even had his little helmet one thing that he wore in Final Reckoning.
One is so funny. He said, I believe him though, because he says it worked
Yeah.
for hair loss. So,
So
okay.
funny though. Yeah.
The whole time y'all were talking about that scene and what Shane said, all I was picturing was the season with his helmet.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm glad you just brought that.
And then I have Steve. I get along with Turbo. Turbo gets along with me. Mostly because I kind of find him fascinating, and also I'm scared to death of him. Oh, gotta love Steve.
I like where they added that right into the fight too. That was good. That he fought.
Yeah, that was great. Then Turbo, his name is Adam. Piece of shit is his middle name. And then Turbo, ladies. need to talk, you know? And men need to shut up and listen. And then Frank during the daily challenge, he says, I'm gonna let Sammy Joe take the wheel. She has bus driver energy anyways, so I know she can handle this, and I'm going to reach for the stars.
Oh my God, I forgot he said that.
She has bus driver energy. Yeah, I think that was one of the better quotes for sure. She just like looks at him like, what? I have what? Then my last one is Melissa. She says, I've been told to shut up, so the place going on is pillow. Oh, yeah, that's why she got my honorable mention. I just thought that was hilarious. So we only have a few teams left. What do you think of these final teams that we have?
I wish I guess I really liked Fessy and Amber, and I really did like Dario this season. Ashley's whatever, she's just boring. No offense, but like I don't feel strongly about her, but I like Dario, so I kind of wish they were still here. But I'm happy. Devon, Shane, Steve. Who else do I like? Veronica, Katie. I'm happy with who's left.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a really good group of people who are left. So yeah, we have Nani and Turbo.
Oh, Turbo, I like too. Yeah. Nani, I don't really care for.
Melissa, Nicole, Adam and Steve. Yeah, no, I agree. I really like the group of people we have left too. It's got to be coming to an end, though. What was this episode? Seven? I don't know. But I feel like there's, I don't know. It's gotta be getting close. We only have a few teams left. Maybe like six teams. So, any final thoughts about the challenge before we move on to The Bachelor?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Bachelor, we had Fantasy Suites, and this was quite the episode. First, we had Juliana, and she has Daisy come talk to her. They go four wheeling, and then they obviously she accepts the Fantasy Suite date. She opens up about like being cheated on in the past, how. This week is like really hard for her because she was in like a 6 to 7 year relationship that she like got cheated on multiple times and thinking of him with the other women is like really hard for her. She tells him that she is falling more in love with him and he tells her that he is falling in love with her. So I don't know. I thought it was a good date, honestly. I thought it went really well for them. And then we have Zoe's date, and Zoe's like the farthest behind out of everyone. I don't even think I had any Zoe quotes this episode. I have to double check, but I think when we get there, I don't think I have any Zoe quotes because they literally did silent yoga, which is like the worst thing you can do if you're clearly and like the furthest behind emotionally, but that's what they did. What did you think about silent yoga, Abby?
I don't know. They probably did it for 45 minutes out of their whole date, right?
I don't know, but both of
I
them
don't know.
hated it, and Grant couldn't stop talking anyway.
Okay, so I found it hilarious because Grant would not shut the fuck up.
You just like whisper, it's like, Grant, you're supposed to be like literally silent right now, you're supposed to be
So
connecting.
she finally started responding, and I don't know. I thought it was
And
hilarious.
like the instructors would just like mean mug
They even said shh at one point.
him. Oh, I thought that was really
I
funny.
don't know. I thought the date was, I didn't have a quote for that, but I put like on my quotes, like their yoga date because I don't know. He
And
just
Grant
kept
couldn't shut
going and
up.
going.
Yeah. But then I thought it was interesting too, like they get to their night portion or whatever, and they're talking about like their favorite music, their favorite color, and it's just like, I don't need to know what your favorite color is at this point. Like, I can find that out later if I don't already know it. I need to find out like if I can spend my life with you. It was just like so surface level. I just could not.
I mean, they did talk about their upbringings and kind of how they wanted different from that. So that was good. But I mean, yeah, I think. And she doesn't love him yet either, you know?
Yeah. No. Part of me wondered if it was like he was like super attracted to her. Maybe that's why she made it so far, if it was like a lust over love thing. But, and I do think he was attracted to her, but I don't know. I mean, she was just the obvious. Like, it's definitely, even before this episode, between Juliana and Latia.
I think he kept her because he knew 100% what's her face. The one whose family didn't show up, he wasn't going to continue on with because of that. You know, I don't know. But yeah, I agree.
I wonder if after he like went to hometowns, got to fantasy suites, like if he was really like, oh, I should have brought somebody else, like Carolina or like somebody else.
I don't think so. I think he's so focused on the other two, he probably doesn't even care about the
Yeah, honestly, it might
what's
have just made it harder,
third or fourth. Yeah.
which he's already clearly having a hard time. Oh, and Rachel from Zoe's season, or Zoe's season, Joey's se Rachel from Joey's season is the one who went to talk to Zoe. And then we had Katie Bigger from Zach's season talk to Latia.
Okay, did you notice? I don't know. This talk kind of annoyed me. Alitia kept cutting her off. Did you notice that? Like multiple times, Katie was starting something, and I know Alitia was maybe nervous or maybe like, oh, yeah, I do feel that way, but it would just completely cut her off.
No, honestly, I didn't notice that, but I think maybe I was just more focused on Latia.
I don't know. I
Sorry.
wanted to tell her to shut up. Like, she's trying to give you advice.
Right. Well, I thought it was interesting too that like she clearly didn't watch Zach's season because she was like surprised that like what, he told you that when they were talking about how Zach told Katie that he slept with Gabby.
Well, she could have very well watched that season because I was sitting there watching this episode and on the thing, thinking this is before Katie showed up. I was like, which was the gut, which bachelor? I was going to ask you during our podcast because I could not remember the bachelor who said he wasn't going to sleep with anyone, but then ended up sleeping with someone. And then that scene comes up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's who it was. I
So
don't even remember the
they
other
didn't
girls
talk about
besides
it.
Katie.
So one thing that they didn't talk about at all that I wish that they would have is, I didn't know this until I heard him say it on a podcast. I can't remember which podcast, but Grant was celibate for a year going into a season. So I feel like that's like kind of a big thing that they should have talked about.
Yeah, do you think he slept with Juliana and Zoe?
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I feel like if he hadn't, he would have said to Latia, right? Like, well, I've been celibate for a year and I'm still celibate, right?
Maybe. But I don't, if you're like celibate for a year going into your season, because he knew for a long time that he was going to be bachelor. So if you're like celibate for a year going into your season, then why would you sleep with anybody besides your winner? Like,
Because
that's
you've been celibate for a year and you're still a fuck boy.
sure, but that defeats the point of being celibate for a year.
I know, but he still has fuck boy energy.
Yeah, he does. That's
I
true.
mean, him and Juliana's chemistry is like freaking undeniable. Like, I think their chemistry is way the strongest. He was not going to resist her, please.
This is like the third episode. I gave her a best dress overall because I liked two of her outfits.
What, did you like the white one?
Okay, I really liked that one too. But this is the third time this season that she's worn Skims. And
When? Where?
so she, to her date, she wore brown Skims. Like her bodysuit was Skims.
Oh.
Last episode when all of the girls got together, she was wearing like a black bodysuit and that was Skims. And there was one other time towards the beginning that she also wore Skims. So she's like clearly, but like she like it makes me want to buy Skims. Like she looks fantastic in them.
Is that like the Shapers?
It's like Kim Kardashian's brand.
Oh.
But yeah. So that brown bodysuit that she wore and the jean shorts and then the red rose ceremony dress were the ones that I liked that I gave her a best dress for. But you're right, that white outfit was
The white
also
apple suit.
a
Well,
good
I'm
dress.
about to be 45, so I'm not going to be going anywhere in a bodysuit and jean shorts.
Abby, you would look great in Skims.
I'd probably be judged. Who's that old lady in Skims?
I mean, you're like Kim Kardashian's age. You wouldn't be judged at
Yes, but I'm not Kim Kardashian.
all.
Hey, you know who my best dress was? Daisy, I loved her yellow dress.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I didn't even think about what they were wearing. That's
Oh
great.
my God, hers was adorable. It's this like pale yellow sundress and it had these little ties.
That's
She was
funny.
my
That's
favorite.
great. I love that. That's a good best dressed. Out of the box.
Zoe's yellow
Okay.
dress was pretty when she met with Katie too, but Daisy's was better.
So back to Latia's date. They go zip lining and she is so terrified and not into the date at all.
Oh my God.
I think it's hilarious. They like gave all three girls' dates that they like did not like. I mean, I don't know that Juliana Anna like hated her date, but she like clearly was like worried about her hair and like wanted to stay pretty the whole date because it's like
Yeah.
it's fantasy suites. You want to look good, right?
My gosh.
I thought that
Poor
was
Lucia. She wanted none of that.
yeah, and then they talk about like hometowns. Grant talks about like wanting to live near his dad to like help support him. Okay, so this I found interesting because he talked about how he wanted to live near his dad to like help support him with his addiction after he got out of rehab, like saying that his dad is still currently in rehab. But then at the end of the episode, we see Grant's dad in the Dominican Republic. So he like clearly like got clearance to go out of rehab to film this, which is so interesting because like any rehab that I've ever known of, that's not how it works.
No, I wondered if he's in some, if he was in rehab. I mean, how
Like
long did this film?
outpatient.
And then he was in outpatient or sober living or something.
Okay.
Because a lot of rehabs are just 30 days, right? So they can kind of detox. Some are 60. I don't know how long this process was. Some are 60, but most are just 30 days. And it's mainly to detox and to like get you started with like meetings and the steps. And
I bet you're right. I bet he's in some kind of like outpatient sober living. But
yeah, I like
also
sober living stuff. I just have experience with this from a past person in my life. So, very, yeah, very familiar with rehabs.
Yeah.
So there's just my, I mean, some are just like 7 days just to detox you. So to make sure you're, once you're coming off of it, you don't seizure. But yeah, who knows? There's different,
I have a family member who has like recommended like 6 months of rehab.
Oh my God, inpatient?
But there like isn't a place like that in Nebraska, so he would have had to go someplace else. But yeah.
Well, a lot of rehabs are private pay too. So a lot of people can't afford to stay that long.
Yeah, because insurance only covers so much.
Well, anyways.
But yeah. So I thought that was interesting, but then they talk about how Latia doesn't want to have sex, doesn't want to know about any of the other dates that he has. And then Grant says, "I love you," and she says it back.
Womp, womp, womp.
And then we get a confessional of
I'm
Grant.
pretty sure that's when I texted you.
Yeah, right? And
Right
then
when that part happened.
the confessional or when he says, "I love you."
Maybe right, maybe after. I know that was towards then, but it was before the rose ceremony. So maybe after he regretted saying it. I
Ugh.
mean,
Well, there was that like
here's.
confessional of Grant asking us if he should just leave now with Latia. Like, what?
But he
That's
also
really
like said
confusing.
he didn't come out and say I regret saying it, but he's like, I'm falling in love with someone else, but I love her. And I'm like, oh.
You still got a week left, buddy.
I know. He seemed like he regretted saying I don't know. It was
Yeah.
weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
Or it's like he was confused, but like talking to us like we could answer. I don't know. It was really weird.
So
Like we were
often.
supposed to give him some guidance. Like, no, this is not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. So obviously, Zoe gets eliminated. And then we meet Grant's family, which is interesting because normally that doesn't happen at all until the next episode. But it did, which makes me think that the next episode is like even crazier than we think it's going to be. It's been teased all season long. It's for sure going to be the best episode of the season.
Well,
Like,
good. We need a good episode.
hands down, no competition. Hasn't even aired yet, and I already know it's going to be the best. So yeah, Zoe was my LVP.
Want to give it to her, but because I thought she handled herself so well when she got eliminated and whatever. But yeah, she's my LVP too. And then I didn't know. I actually ended up giving it to Juliana, even though Latia's, she gets an honorable mention because she stuck to what, she wanted and she, didn't do the fantasy suite. And I give her major props, but I just feel like him and Juliana, they just have, they're so comfortable together and good chemistry. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
So
no,
she's my MVP.
I think they do definitely have good chemistry, but I gave it to Latia because she got the I love you.
I
Regret it
didn't even
or
think
not, he still said it.
about that. Maybe I didn't give it to her because then little does she know he's like telling us like, oh shit, oh no. So maybe that's why I didn't give it to her. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
So I'm looking at my quotes, and I was right. I don't have any Zoe quotes, but I do have a lot of quotes this episode. What were your quotes?
don't have many. Hold on. Juliana, when she was leaving, she goes, "Bye, boyfriend." She's so
Bye,
cute.
girlfriend.
And then Zoe, I mean, not Zoe, Latia, she starts off the day, "I'm not one for adventure." And then, like, 2 minutes later, she's like, "I'm not one to barf on dates, but I mean, everything's, I'm not
Yeah.
one for this, but I don't know." She was cracking me up. She hated that
Yeah.
date.
Yeah, I had that. I had those quotes too. Not what I was expecting, but I am not totally one. I am not normally one for adventure. And then the other one I thought was the funniest. I'm trying to focus on anything but that doesn't involve my stomach contents. I'm not one to barf
Mm-hmm.
on dates, but he might see my lunch. That was good. That was really good. Did you have any other ones?
I didn't.
Okay, so I had a bunch of Juliana quotes. There was another time where she says, "Cheers, boyfriend." I just think it's funny. He keeps calling him boyfriend. And then Juliana, when she gets the fantasy suite card, she says, "Well, I think it's a no-brainer. What do you think?"
Yeah, she's cute. Oh, I had one for her, for one more from her after the ATV thing. Like, she goes, "I'm driving next time."
Oh, that's good. Juliana, she says, 12 out of 10 experience, I do it again.
Oh, yeah.
And then Juliana says, you're good company. I think I'm gonna keep you. Which it's just so funny, I think, mainly just because there's like three other girls involved at this point, or like two other, three total involved at this point. I think I'm gonna keep you. Grant says, you make it easy to listen. And Juliana said, good, because I yap.
I miss that.
Juliana says, they say like distance makes the heart grow fonder, but distance is so hard when you know he's spending time with other girls. And then on the, okay, so the only thing Zoe related is I have a Grant quote from the Zoe date. He says, the first thing I'm thinking was, don't fart, honestly.
That's funny.
And I guess those were all my quotes, but yeah, they were good.
Is next week the final?
Yeah, so
So
my.
he meets the parents. They meet the parents and he proposes.
And we get after the final rose.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, so 3 hour episode tomorrow night, but it'll be a good one. I don't know. I always feel like he's so torn between these two people, and it's very clear he's been teasing it all season. Jesse Palmer said that he didn't know who he was going to propose to like an hour before. And we've had so many seasons now where they like change it up, or like, you know, obviously like Jason and Molly. Obviously, Ari, Lauren, Becca, and even kind of Peter Weber, like dated like three of his girls post show, and it just makes me wonder if we're gonna get a similar Grant, Latia, Juliana ending where whoever he picks, maybe now he's with the other girl, or maybe he's not with either of them. I don't know, but it's just being so unsure, no matter like which girl you are, watching all of this back, hearing all the interviews of Grant saying how hard of a time he had, the Jesse Palmer interviews of saying like that it's the closest that it's ever been, which I don't know if Jesse Palmer would really know. It's not like he's Chris Harrison,
Yeah.
but still, I don't know. I think that tomorrow night's gonna be crazy.
Oh God, it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but I think it's gonna be, I mean, not hard because it wasn't a great season, but for sure the best episode yet.
Better be.
And then I don't know if you saw like on Jeremy's story, he was like teasing something with Grant that looked like Grant is making another new song. So maybe like premiere day he dropped a new song, maybe on finale day he'll drop another new song. I don't know. So watch out for that. Have you listened to Grant's song?
No, I didn't even know we had one.
It's called Party Girls.
Okay.
And he dropped it on premiere night. And I don't know that it was the best look, but it's not a terrible song. It's definitely a song that grows on you. I'll say that. But I know Caitlin loves it. She has it on her workout playlist.
Need to check it out.
Yeah. And there's also a TikTok. Do you have TikTok?
I
Ish.
do, I think, but I don't.
You like lurk?
Yeah, I do have the app.
So you should look up Bailey. She's the one that did
Oh,
like
whoops.
the hair thing, you know? So after the Women Tell All, she dropped a TikTok of the girls at the Women Tell All like dancing to Grant's song. It's really funny.
Okay, I'll look her up. Yeah, I never get on there unless someone sends me something that's from there.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I think it was in the group chat, but you're not in the group chat anymore. Okay, so any final thoughts on Bachelor?
No.
Okay, so moving on
Survivor.
to Survivor. What do we think about this season so far? What do we think about this episode?
Love this episode.
We had a tribe swap. So our new
What did
team,
I tell you 2 weeks ago?
don't remember. What
Re
did you tell me?
remember when those two girls were talking, Star and what's
Yeah.
her name? And I said, they showed it. I was like, and me and you were like, I was like, I wonder what you said. I wonder what else they said. I'm like, well, you know, that's going to come back up because why would they sh randomly show us those two
Yes.
talking? Like 2 episodes ago, we called that.
We did. We did. So we have a tribe swap. So we have the new purple team is Eva, Mary, David, Star, and Charity. The green team is Joe, Kyle, Camilla, Thomas, and how do you say his name? Sean? Shoot. Shaheen.
Shaheen, yeah.
Shaheen. And then the orange team is Chrissy, Mitch, Say, Bianca, and Cedric. Of course, Say and Cedric get on the same team. Of course, Eva and Star are on the same team. Interesting that the California girls also got on the same team. But we have drama, like right off the bat with all of these teams. Eva tells the rest of her team about Star's Beware advantage and how she can't figure it out and she wants to get her out.
I want her to get off Star's neck. It's pissing me off.
I don't really like her anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they would have been on different teams, honestly.
Yeah.
You just want her to let her breathe. I
Like,
don't know.
let Star have a chance.
But then David wants Charity out. So that whole team is a whole mess besides Mary, which is hilarious.
And Charity thinks like David's her puppet, so she doesn't have a fucking clue what's
No
going
idea
on.
what's going on.
I didn't even know who Charity was until this episode, I have to be honest.
I didn't know who a few people were until
Charity was really close with Mitch prior to this. That's how I know her.
Oh yeah, she was, and I don't think I like that. Because I really like Mitch, and I did not like that because they were already had their eyes on them too. I was like, get away from her, Mitch. Get away.
I think Charity is super pretty.
Yeah, she
Oh
is.
yeah, she's gorgeous.
I don't know, just like the like being on the beach for so long. Even, I mean, it hasn't been that long yet, but like long enough that like you see people's natural beauty come out, and she's someone who I think is just like naturally really, really pretty.
Definitely. I agree.
Yeah, all her facial features are like perfect.
So Chrissy wants to work with Mitch, even though they were on the same tribe before and they didn't talk like at all. So I thought that was an interesting, like, oh, we gotta stick together because we're orange, but like, eh. I don't know. I didn't like that personally.
We'll see if it works out or if she turns on him. You know, maybe it could benefit them in the future, but.
And then Bianca, she's like trying to figure out the cracks between the tribe and instantly finds out about like Say and Cedric and how like Cedric kind of blindsided her, tried to get her out, but then ended up saving her last minute, which is like, he should have just stuck with Justin, honestly. It was not good for his game, I don't think.
No, Say is. You don't
She's
want to
good
piss her
for him.
off.
No. The new Green Tribe, I thought it was hilarious how like appalled they were at their new camp. And I loved Camilla's strategy though, of her and Kyle are like number ones and have been like number ones, and she makes up the lie that she was on the bottom and that they weren't really were close at all. And
If she thought of that on the walk back, like I'm like, when do these people think about this stuff? Like, was there a lot of time between for her to think about that? I thought it was brilliant. She's
it
freaking
was so
brilliant.
smart. I mean, she can't have it now, but
I was just in awe. I was like, this is to think under pressure like that with no food. And again, I don't know how much time they have. Did she even get a chance to give Kyle a heads up about it? I don't know, but she was fucking brilliant.
yeah. And like spilling about like the Thomas tea, lying about his journey. So good.
But you know, I did not like him two
Thomas.
episodes ago. I was not a big fan, so. And
I've
I kind of loved it that they walked in like all men, like, oh, we're gonna win this and blah, 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 and that they just.
seen so many tweets about people being like upset that Thomas is gone and people wanting him to get his redemption on 50.
Why? He wasn't likable.
I think people like that he was messy.
Yeah, but he wasn't a likable messy. Don't people get that there's different kinds? There's the villain, but there's the likable villain, right?
Wasn't
That's
there long enough for us to like him?
yeah.
He was the fourth person we voted out,
He
like.
wasn't even a good messy. He totally like flopped. And
And
he
he
was
was running
egotistical and he
everything.
thought he was so safe. Like he not like his extra vote would have helped. Because I was trying to do the math. I'm like, well, what if he did do? I mean, nothing, they were done. But still, I don't know. I just wasn't a fan. Too cocky.
Yeah, way too cocky.
Love the underdog story.
Okay, so I have a question about David. I think I might have put it in a quote because, yeah, I did. He says, "Yes, I have a girlfriend, but she broke up with me because money issues. And honestly, like, that's kind of the reason why I'm here. I don't see $1 million, I see a roof over our heads, and the thing. First thing I'm doing is asking her her ring size. She's so perfect." Okay, so David, do you have a girlfriend or did she break up with you? Because if she
Good
broke up with you don't have a girlfriend.
question. It sounded like she broke up with him.
It sounds like she broke up with him, but and was like, "I'm breaking up with you because you're not financially stable." So in his head, if he wins this, then they'll get back together. But that might not be the case.
And then everybody's like, "Oh, like what? I'm so confused. I don't know, but I want to know what his girlfriend thinks, honestly, 'cause
She's already dating someone else.
wait, is he?
I would put money on it. She was done with that 36-year-old living in his dad's house or whatever he was doing.
He was living in the trailer park in front of his house, which doesn't make sense because it would be a trailer home, not a trailer park. But he's too dumb to know the difference.
I mean, she may regret it if he wants $1 million, but my money's on that she's at least dating.
Last week I defended him, but now I'm just confused.
Oh, I don't understand. I think I like all the people are like, "Oh, like whatever, like that's so cute." Like just because I literally would have been like, "So do you have a girlfriend or did she break up with you?"
Right.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, I thought he was cocky and full of himself. This week, I just thought he was pathetic.
Yeah.
to be honest. But I mean, he also didn't tell his story, like why he's in this position, you know? I don't, who knows what happened, you know?
Well, it's also weird because he says like that he's a stunt guy or whatever, but I listened to Dylan Efron on Trading Secrets, who also does stunt, and for to be like a day stunt person, if you're like not like if you don't have a full-time gig, if you just like step in for like a stunt or something, which is what Dylan Efron does, you get paid $1,000 a day. So it's like I don't.
Well, here's my thought, honestly, Christina. I didn't look it up, but I thought it was shocking him being a stunt guy and not having any money. And my head went to like, he's got some skeletons. I don't know, a gambling issue, a spending issue, something. And like I said, I'm judging, but I've, guys, this guy who went to mine and Mitch's high school, Mitch just sent me a link. Mitch was really good friends with his older brother, and he was a year below us. And he went to the NFL for a couple of years. He just got sentenced on Monday for 3 years in jail for running a Ponzi scheme in North Dallas.
Oh, interesting.
And he has to pay $5 million in restitutions. That's how much he stole, 5 point like 7 million overall. And he was basically funding his gambling and alcohol and drug addiction.
I totally see why your mind goes there. But yeah, I mean, it has to be something because, like,
I just didn't, it just didn't make sense unless he just never gets work and he just calls himself a stunt guy and he does it every once in a while because I thought they got paid pretty decently.
yeah, especially if you're like I said, like if you're a fill-in who does like one time, you get $1,000.
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, not the thousand, but the just filling in one time, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right, exactly. Like if that was your job and you were a stuntman, you'd be getting paid way more than that.
yeah, so there's more going on there. So that's another reason I was like, womp womp, you're not telling everything.
And like also, I mean, say you were a fill-in and you were only getting $1,000 a time or whatever, you would only have to do that 40 times out of 365 days in order to make 40 grand. And I'm not saying like 40 grand is like a ton of money to live off of, but like you wouldn't
I
have
mean,
people living
if you
in
don't have
your
kids and you manage your money fine,
Yeah.
it should be. And depending on where you live, it shouldn't. You could totally do it. You wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying?
Your girlfriend wouldn't be leaving you because you're broke.
I don't know. There's just more to it. I know it. And I don't trust him. I got from the beginning like weird vibes from him.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, David, we're judging you. So, who's your MVP?
Camilla was my MVP and David was LVP.
Okay. I gave an honorable mention to David.
Wait, which one's David?
Who we were just talking about.
Oh, sorry. The one who got kicked out. The one
That's
who got
Thomas.
voted out is my
No.
LVP.
Oh,
That's Thomas.
Thomas.
Thomas is my LVP. Sorry.
It's okay.
I cannot
So
believe I just said. Who's David? And we've just been talking about him for 10 minutes. Okay. Carry on. I'll be quiet now.
okay, so Dave, so Thomas was also my LVP, but I did also give an LVP honorable mention to David, if that makes you feel any better, Abby.
Yes, I'll add that. Add him to mine.
I did give Camilla also the MVP, but I also gave it to Kyle. I thought both of them were just the dynamic duo. Even though Camilla did, I guess, think of the lie, so maybe she was a little better. But I also gave it to Kyle. How about you, Michelle?
I was torn between Camilla and Kyle, but I think I have to give Kyle the MVP because he played his idol correctly. But they both were awesome. And then my LVP was Eva because I just can't hear her say one more time, like, I don't talk to women. I don't work with women. I don't like that.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't like
Just,
that
I
either.
don't.
Not even giving them a chance.
And then Thomas didn't bother. Sorry, Abby, but Thomas didn't really bother me. I don't know.
Oh, that's fine. He just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I don't. That has always been a pet peeve of mine. I'm not friends with girls. I get along better with guys. Girls are this, girls are that. Well, no, then the problem's you, or you're not meeting the right girls, because I don't know. That just doesn't make sense to me.
You know what? Andrew just reminded me. I don't like how she immediately tried to throw Star under the bus to her new tribe. And I think it was dumb because what she told her new tribe was nobody on the old tribe likes Star. So why wouldn't you get rid of Eva and keep Star? Because you could bring Star in if nobody on the old
Exactly.
tribe likes Star. So I thought it was just dumb gameplay too.
I think it'll make for interesting gameplay in the future just because David wants Charity out so bad. So when they do finally go to tribal, as it like at, assuming that this group goes to tribal, then it'll be really interesting to see like do people like Star more or do people like Charity more?
Yep.
I want them to turn the tables and focus on Eva and Dave. David.
Yeah.
My perfect world. Anyways, well, I didn't have any quotes because I know there were some good ones, but I watched it when I was running, so I didn't write anything down. So
Okay.
y'all can do your quotes.
Do you have any quotes, Michelle?
I did. Hold on. I like when Thomas got voted out and it was like such like high tension, and then he was like, "Come on, guys, give me a hug."
Oh, that
Yeah.
was good. He's like, "Well, give me a hug."
Yeah,
And
exactly.
he was so shocked.
Was so good.
Yeah.
And then this isn't really because of the quote, but just because of everything they did. But I had Camilla saying, "We haven't talked strategy," when she was talking about Kyle.
Oh, yeah, and like clearly they were number ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That's all I really had.
Okay, so I have Mary. She says, "I think that I really do want to work with Say, if only because I don't want to work against her. It's too hard to work against her." And then Joe,
Their dynamic was adorable for three episodes, I just want to say.
like the
I'm
back and
good.
forth.
Yes. And then finally coming together, them both staying and coming together. Like,
Honestly,
I hope if they merge and they're both still there, I hope they work together again. I don't know.
I was
That
just gonna
really
say,
kept it pretty interesting when it was all
if,
focused on the Green Tribe for three episodes. They really
yeah,
kept it the entertainment.
it'll be really interesting to see if they both make the merge. Okay, so then I have Joe. He says, "It's as if you got dressed up in the morning." Okay, so he's talking about when they arrive at the green camp and like how appalling it is. He says, it's as if you get dressed up for the morning. You're gonna go to this great house party. I had my pants pegged, my Bo Jackson cross trainer, my pager. I was ready to dance. And then you show up to the house and the DJ's out, mom and dad came home. And the house party's over. Womp womp. Thomas, he says, "This is the best case scenario for me." Caveat. This is the best case scenario in the worst place beach.
Yeah.
And then my last one was another David quote. He said, "I've always been a chivalrous guy. Like, I don't know. I treat my girlfriend like a princess because she is one." And that's before we find out that she broke up with him, so.
So weird.
I feel like he's going to be talking about his girlfriend all. See, this is why I wish that the reunion was actually a reunion and not immediately after, because I want to find out. I want to know, David, did you get your girl? Did it work? Are you single? And not because I want to know if you're single, but like I want to know if you're single because
Listen, if he keeps going on like this, I don't know if that girlfriend's gonna be able to stay quiet. She may come out of the woodwork.
Literally. I don't know. I don't follow him on anything. I need to look him up and f find out. Like, do you have pictures with your girlfriend posted all over your Instagram? Guess that's hilarious to me. Okay. Any final thoughts about Survivor or any of these three shows?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.